I guess one of the big questions a lot of people have is this has been in the 14th Amendment for all these generations. Why now this sudden almost revelation by some people that, oh my God, this is a terrible thing?
Well, I think part of it is what they see on the ground, right? This documentation, at least according to the conservative legal movement, of birth tourism, which came up at oral argument. And there was an exchange between John Sauer, the Solicitor General, and Chief Justice Roberts, where John Sauer basically said there are 8 billion people in this country who are a plane ride away from being birth tourists and therefore giving citizenship to their country. And John Roberts's retort to that was, well, it's the same old constitution, Mr. Sauer. But I think the other thing, and this is sort of like zooming out and looking at the Trump administration writ large, this is an administration where what used to be fringy theories about how to interpret the Constitution suddenly fall into the mainstream. So we think about the unitary executive theory, which used to be something that nobody really talked about, has definitely been pushed to the forefront of their legal agenda. Similarly, some of the ideas that motivated January 6th and some of the legal strategies underpinning it, things that people like Ken Chesbro and John Eastman were propounding, those were things nobody talked about until they started talking about them. And now all of a sudden, they have major currency within the Republican Party in certain facets of the conservative legal project.